Let's go back to your education, elementary, junior high, high school. Tell us about that in Marshall.
When we think about Kansas and then moving to Oklahoma territory, we're going to see some interesting things going on when we look at Marshall, Oklahoma. So she attended one-room schoolhouses in Kansas and in Oklahoma territory in Marshall. She loved going to school. She enjoyed her teachers. She enjoyed her classmates. They were called scholars. She would ride her pony Queen to school with her brother Edwin. So she loved to learn. She absolutely loved to learn. She graduated early, and by 16, she was teaching in the rural schools. Then we kind of come to a darker period of her life where she talks about waiting for the high school to open. And then finally enrolling in the high school and graduating high school at the age of 23.
Marshall did not have a high school when she was ready to go.
Right.
And that's why she was waiting for it to open.
And to her, she found that as a detriment.
So that was a dark time for her.
Absolutely.
And you kind of wonder, did she do any writing?
She was working, she was teaching, but she felt like she had more to do. So she was waiting.
Might have been reading every book she could get her hands on, more than likely. But didn't she receive a school diploma when she was 12?
Yes. She went through the school system. She graduated. She worked in one-room schools as a teacher and then waiting to get the high school diploma and then continue her training, continue her work at the college level.
And by the way, where is Marshall?
Marshall is to the west of Stillwater. So if you go north on I-35 and then you head west at the Stillwater exit, you hit Marshall.
So it's how close?
To Stillwater?
Yeah.
I would say 40 minutes.
Okay. So she goes on to college, attends the University of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Is she graduate from there?
Yes. She studies with E.E. Dale at the University of Oklahoma, really becomes dedicated to the historical profession through her mentor, Dale. He taught her the mechanics of good historical writing in his historical methods course, and she just really took to it. Then she didn't stop. Once she got started, she just was a prolific writer.
So her interest in Native Americans hadn't happened yet until maybe she met Dr. Dale.
If I may, I would say from her undergraduate experience, she continued to study at the University of Chicago. And she was interested in foreign policy. She was interested in a variety of topics. It was when she returned to the University of Oklahoma graduate program to study and receive the PhD in history that she really then focused on American Indian history.
Because Dr. Dale had added American Indian history to the course since she was gone, and when she came back, it was there.
Yes. He offered the very first American Indian history course at the University of Oklahoma.
So that's then maybe where this is all born.
Mm-hmm. I would say both of them are very interested in studying the American West, the frontier West, but then listening to his lectures, how he would also incorporate American Indian history. And then it's time for her to think about a dissertation topic. And it's Dale who suggests that she take a look at the Choctaw Nation records.
Were there similarities between Angie and Dr. Dale and the way they viewed Oklahoma history? So there was kind of a bond there at the beginning?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Both of them had that similar frontier experience. Dale, too, was waiting for some of these high school institutions to open, and he also graduated later in life, and then he graduated. He also taught in one-room schools and then was a superintendent and received his undergraduate degree later in life as well. So yes, they come from similar backgrounds.
Was at the beginning, she saw the white settlement on Indian lands as not settlement, but as a burden, that these allotments were taken away, which we'll get into talk more about.
Mm-hmm.
But at the outset, she had that vision, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
They were taking away land, and she was there to write the story.
Yes. Because whereas Dale might talk about some of these topics in class, in his lectures, he would not write about these topics. He would not publish these topics. But she wanted to learn more. She conducted the archival research and wrote books about these topics.
Right.
Wanted to share the expertise with the public.
I think you talked about graduate school, but wasn't she a principal in Enid for a year?
Mm-hmm. And when I think about the other women that we talk about in Hidden Treasures of the American West, they too were educators, they too were principals or superintendents, administrators in the public school systems.
And so she taught 4 years at Enid High School.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they're honoring her every day.
I hope they are too.